X at SAFM Radio and at Ashraf Garda.
Right, we certainly have an election coming up, and we have a feature called the Election Watch. And part of that, we speak to different people about different aspects of the election. One of them is the issue of not so much voter apathy, but voter disillusionment. So what does that really mean? Let's try and understand the position from the Kagiso Trust and their chairperson, Mankoni Ntsaba. Good chatting to you, and thanks for joining us here on the National Pulse.
Good afternoon, Ashraf, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Thank you. Right, you have a view on that, right?
Yes, we have a view on that, in that we have been very concerned as Kagiso Trust about the declining number of ballots that are cast every year. You will notice from statistics from the IEC that in every election that we've had since 1994, there's been an increase in the number of registered voters. But on the contrary, there's been a sharp decrease in the number of ballots cast. And this has been concerning to us. And many people have, you know, labeled this voter apathy, and we rather call it voter disillusionment.
Mm. What's the difference between the two?
The apathy is about people being disinterested and not caring. Whereas disillusionment is that people care, they are interested, but things are not done according to what they would wish to see being done.
And yet this is at a time when there's an increase of political parties, right? You know, so there's a huge number of parties contesting the election. So the choice on the menu is bigger and broader than we've ever had.
Indeed, the choice of the menu is bigger, but are there interesting items on the menu? That's another question. And with the experience that people have had previously, they've chosen certain menus on their plates, and some of them have come out to be distasteful. So that is what causes disillusionment among people. Look at what is happening at the statistics. We are told that the statistics in the last local government elections went down to 46%, which means 46% of registered voters actually cast their ballots, and others haven't. This year, we have 27.7 million voters, and we are trying by all means, together with our partners and the IEC, to get as much voting as possible, especially targeting the young people.
So how are you going about doing that, and why do you feel, as the Kagiso Trust, that it's so important that you do so?
Yes, maybe let's take a step back and say, what is Kagiso Trust, and what is our what brings us to this conversation? Kagiso Trust is a 35-year-old NGO that was founded mainly by political activists. And many of them, if you talk to them and if you read their stories and you hear what they went through quite a lot, and they sacrificed quite a lot. And one of the reasons why they sacrificed quite a lot was to really give us this democracy that we have today and the right to vote. Now, if that right that has been won through people's dying and people suffering and being tortured is now not being used, it's a very concerning fact to Kagiso Trust, especially because many of those activists, or rather some of those activists, are founders of Kagiso Trust.
Understandably so, yeah. So what is it that you want to do? What is it that you can do?
We have developed a media campaign that we have labeled Remember Me. Remember Me is to say, do we really remember why and how we got to this point where we are going to vote? Do we remember those people who actually sacrificed for us to get to where we are today? And we have found that, and indeed, our young people, our children, were not there during those days. And to them, names like Tutu, like Bears Nodier, your French Chicanis, your Busaks, and the like, do not mean much to them. And we are trying to make them understand what those people went through, and many other activists. I'm just mentioning a drop in the ocean. These are the people who got us to where we are, and we really have to take this voting seriously.
And you think if we highlight the importance of Remember Me, that means remember my journey, how I got to vote for the first time, that will get people to understand the importance of that vote that they don't quite get up to now.
Archbishop Desmond Tutu actually said, I may not be quoting him verbatim, the first time he went to vote, it felt like falling in love for the first time. And at that time, he was already over 60. And when someone of that caliber takes voting so seriously and feels the way he felt, I think it is incumbent upon us, all of us, to then invoke that spirit of those people of those days, how they felt when they went to vote for the first time.
I think it's a good point.
Voting today, it's exactly the same as voting for the first time. But I think we need really to assist, especially our young people, in interrogating the politics of today rather than disengaging, because many of them have disengaged and disconnected.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's where we're going to leave it, Mankoni Ntsaba. I think it's an important point. I mean, I certainly think about the choices you have, but as you said, make the good choices so you don't have this tummy ache that will prevent you getting a bad choice off the menu. But in the future, I think Remember Me is a campaign that I think we, on this show, the National Party, looking forward to collaborating with you guys. Maybe sometime in the next few days, in fact.